Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hot Feed. My name is Raheem Cox. I'm a professional writer slash podcaster. You can find my books and podcasts via my website, www.rootforcepublications.com. As part of this bi-weekly episode of Hot Feed, I will be discussing topics such as the After Bowl shooting, prison labor, maternal mortality rate, and the new Ebony Alert. Not to keep you waiting, let's jump straight into it. The NFL Super Bowl, as always, sparks many excited fans after the final fourth quarter is over. This year, after the Kansas City Chiefs took their win, it even sparked a gun-involved firing, leaving one person dead and 22 hurt. All occurring downtown Kansas City following the Chiefs Super Bowl victory parade. It said two people were taken into custody for questioning. Later that number in custody grew to three. Sadly, 22 were wounded, including 11 children. The Super Bowl is a game where if a loss goes in the wrong favor, dealing with all kinds of bets and arrangements on the table, things can get heated. It's not said to affirmatively what caused the gunfire, but I'm sure it had something to do with the Super Bowl victory. That's it for this segment. Next up is prison labor. Let's get to it. Too often, this country is orchestrated in a manner where the true content of what really is bestowed never gets full mention. Many areas of government dictation are set up in a if you didn't see anything, I didn't either fashion. An area of trueness never fully entailed publicly is how the labor prisoners around the U.S. are profited off of through the jobs held within their prisons. The southern prisons in particular. Many of the companies buying directly from prisons are their own policies against the use of such labor. But it's completely legal, going back largely to the need for labor to help rebuild the South's shattered economy after the Civil War. In many areas around the South, unmarked trucks are packed with prison-raised cattle rolls, where men are sentenced to hard labor and forced to work for pennies an hour or sometimes nothing at all. Soon after going down a country road to an auction house, cows are bought by a local rancher, then followed by the Associated Press another 600 miles to a Texas slaughterhouse that supplies some of this nation's giant retailers like McDonald's, Walmart, and Cargill. That's it for this segment. Next up is maternal mortality rate. Let's get to it. No mother should lose their lives in the process of giving birth. Unfortunately, these are sometimes the realities of some mothers while in hospitals. In the midst of delivering a child to the world, one region in particular around the world, the UK, has a rise in maternal deaths among women of color. Said by publication around Britain, the maternal mortality rate among black women and those from other deprived backgrounds in Britain has increased. said that within the UK healthcare systems, there are biasness, or bias. It's even said the overall mortality rate in Britain has reached its highest level in almost 2 decades. Also said by the UK Parliament committee that the country has strong and persistent disparities in outcome for women depending on their ethnicity. More in clarity stated by the Office for National Statistics, the death rate for black babies before or during delivery stands at 6.9 stillbirths for every 1,000 births registered in 2021, compared with 3.6 for every 1,000 white babies. That's it for this segment. Next up is New Ebony Alert. Let's get to it. Black children and women are reportedly found missing in this country far more often than any other ethnic background. A problem underway and a problem trying to be dealt with more reasonably for many years. No one should have to evacuate or be sent away from their original housing to be reported missing by a family member. Just recently, California adopted a new Ebony Alert law to address the crisis of black children and women between the ages of 12 and 25 who are reported missing under unexplained or suspicious circumstances took effect January 1st. The problem of kids going missing and women also has more of a cover-up side to it by my examination. A lot of times, officials, some of this country, look into further actually support the herding of human labor to profit off of. Just imagine right now how being held against your will in a concubine and being a slave with nowhere to run. Human slave labor actually goes back many years. Hundreds of countries around the world still support slave labor. So it is no mystery America, by some standards, and the handlers who orchestrate these women and children missing have ties to each other. A report on human trafficking indicated that 40% of cases in this country are summed up by black women. That's it for this segment. Next up is benefits of Obamacare. Let's get to it. Healthcare in this country, many are in need for, especially lower class citizens. Years back, before the introduction of Obamacare, it was increasingly difficult to obtain the right healthcare that many could afford, which was by signing a decade ago. Now, Obamacare is highly sought after for mainly blacks and lower class citizens who would like equitable health coverage, like many wealthy individuals are offered. It said Republicans are beginning to give up on trying to denounce Obamacare by 2024, but Trump, an open man in disfavor of it, thinks different. In the midst of the open enrollment time for healthcare around the U.S., a record-breaking 21.3 million Americans signed up for the Affordable Care Act, almost double the number of people enrolled when President Biden took office. By examination, more people shared coverage by the Affordable Care Act ever since it began, bringing the nation's uninsured rate to an all-time low at 8%. It's great because 4 out of 5 people who sign up for health insurance through the ACA are offered health care for $10 a month or less. Another deep impact, millions who are offered Obamacare are sh saving up to $800 a year on Obamacare. That's it for this segment. Next up is how to accept promotion. Let's get to it. This segment I find very true in detailing, because too often many men and women have the ability to achieve, also rise up the ranks, but are bewildered how to approach their findings once on a higher level. Don't let your promotions be a factor of moving in a backward direction. What should be understood for a worker or a person rising up levels of achievement, a proper mentality, proper forms of livelihood, or if not fully prepped for the attainment of that achievement, you are much higher in chance to fall burden to promotion. Through experience, while I have made a on and going hurdle from one project to the other is because I'm footed for many factions of cause. Where have it be if I fall to a minor determinant, work aptitude, or I succeed largely mentally, I'm adept for both happenings. Many workers don't take full notice to a position they desire for, and the shift of embodiment and other factors once that uprising will occur. I believe great service people and the ones that endure have full accountability for the majority of the actions taken apart at their role of service. Don't let your promotion discard your success. That's it for this segment. Next up is role in proper service. Let's get to it. It is often disregarded the responsibility needed for personnel of high occupation to carry out their services correctly. A owner of a restaurant catering varieties of foods, a retail shop owner issuing for customers extensive supplies, or a teacher in control of lessons he or she has to comprehend fully themselves. What is highly unmentioned is our forced deprivation and closure of intake we consume as Americans, and just how shredded we are to the vulnerability of the items we acquire and things we intake. Right now, envision moguls like P. Diddy, Beyonce, and others who have share in forms of perfume or cologne, cosmetics, though have no proper understanding of the content within these products. It's said many cosmetics are filled with hazardous chemicals which are not properly backed by the department that monitor the substances in them. It has already been a visible fact. Sodium has been found in ways that harms products of perfume and cologne, which people like P. Diddy and Beyonce have ownership of. Be advised, many of our personnel behind the production of items we consume, along with who own them, are absent from the entirety of these products. That's it for this segment. Next up is cancer in the black community. Let's get to it. Cancer and its death toll to the black community has been a problem faced for many years. Blamed heavily on improper lifestyle, such as eating wrong, drug use, and others. Here are a list of data compiled by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services indicating Black Americans have the highest rate of cancer mortality of any other racial or ethnic group in the United States. Studies show Black men are twice as likely to die from prostate cancer compared to non-white Hispanics and possess lower 5-year survival rates for a majority of cancers. Death rates for cervical cancer are higher for Black women compared to non-white Hispanic women. Also, Black American women are 2.3 times more likely to die from stomach cancer than non-white Hispanics, while Black men are 2.5 times more likely to die from stomach cancer. Said by the American Cancer Society, the average risk of an American woman developing breast cancer is 1 in 8 times, 1 in 8 throughout her lifetime. Though Black women are less likely than white women to be diagnosed with breast cancer, they are more likely to die from it. That's it for this segment. Next up is unemployment benefits. Let's get to it. Citizens of this country are faced by layoffs in employment normally. Often I come across news referencing of large layoffs in the thousands, determined by large companies in which the benefits in regard to reasoning with their workers are many times not enough. In the US, the average unemployment benefit is around $370 a week, an amount by which is at times not efficient enough to reconcile with the hardship of paying cost of living. The fact is, many American workers are one paycheck away from being on the street, while benefits for unemployment, when its occurrence is fairly normal, only grants these benefits for around 6 months after a layoff. After that, many older men and women who are raising children and taking care of families are forced to find a new position of employment. In my hometown, New York, roughly 400,000 New Yorkers lose their jobs through no fault of their own. The reality is that many people work in industries like hospitality, food service, retail, and construction, whom suffer mass seasonal layoffs every year. That's it for this segment. Next up is thoughts on Trump. Let's get to it. Trump given another shot at office. I priorly gave insight on my opinions on his next run, though a more extensive gathering was brought to my attention, which I thought was shareful. In recent coverage of Thought on Trump, a rating of U.S. presidents found Donald Trump was the nation's worst ever leader, while Joe Biden ranks 14th. A more in-depth briefing, which asked more than 500 members of the president's and executive politics section of the American Political Science Association and recently published scholars, ranked Abraham Lincoln, Franklin Roosevelt, and George Washington at the top of the list, while Trump, by their vote, finished last. Even Democrats and independents agree Trump should be at the bottom of the rankings. That's the final segment of Hot Feed. I hope you gain much on public awareness. Tune in 2 weeks for the next episode. Once again, my website is www.RootForcePublications.com. Thank you.